This is Class 11's radio play, set in Clydeside at the time of the Blitz in World War II. The main characters are Jimmy, who is the granddad, Dorothy, who is the mother, Tommy and Elizabeth, who are the children, and Granny.
The play begins with the family sitting around the fire when they receive a letter from the father. Next, the family are trying to set up an Anderson shelter. After setting up the Anderson shelter, the air raid signal goes off. When the all clear signal sounds, the family are in for some shocking news. In the final scene, the children dislike the idea of evacuation, but they know they have to go.
Thank you for teaching me how to knit, Granny.
You're welcome, Elizabeth. You're doing a good job with those socks, and I'm sure your father will be very proud of you.
Oh, I miss Daddy so much.
I miss Dad as well. I wish the war would end so we can come home.
Don't worry, Britain will win the war, and then your father will come home.
There's the letterbox. I'll go get it.
I wonder who it's from.
Must be someone important if Tommy's running that fast to get it.
Everyone look, a letter from Dad.
Let's gather on the fire and I'll read it. Dear family, how are you all coping? I am fine, even though 10 bombs were dropped on our naval base, but luckily all missed our ship. Others were not so lucky. I miss your home cooking, Dorothy, and I miss playing games with Tommy and Elizabeth. Have you got an Anderson shelter yet? I heard everyone is advised to have one. I am looking forward to coming home and seeing you all again. Sorry this letter was so short. I promise I will write a longer one next time. From John. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
What a lovely letter. At least we now know your father is safe.
Digging's going to be such hard work, and what's so good about Anderson shelters anyway?
It can save you from a bomb shell which would kill you.
Dad, let's go and get the corrugated steel, just so it's ready.
I'm not helping. I will not go into that thing. I'll just go under the dining table.
Why don't we plant some lovely flowers like Mrs. White next door?
No, we are planting vegetables, because you can't eat flowers.
I want to go get the vegetable seeds.
Oh, I wish this war wasn't going on so we didn't have to put up these shelters. Right, you two, up to bed. I'll read you a story after I've finished my rove knitting. Actually, Mum, can you go and read them a story?
I suppose so.
Thank you, Mother. Now I can get my knitting done.
Children, your mother can't read you a story, so I'm going to.
What story is it going to be, Granny?
How about Pinocchio?
Yes!
Once upon a time, there was a man who made wooden puppets. He lived happily ever after. Oh my, they're asleep already. They will really look forward to seeing Pinocchio in the cinema. I should do this more often.
The air raid signal! Everyone, out of the house! I will wake up Elizabeth and Tommy. Go now.
I'm not going in that dark place. It's horrible.
Mother, come now.
I'll take my chance under the table.
Fine, but don't blame me if you get hurt.
Mum.
Downstairs now.
Mum, I forgot my teddy.
No.
There's the all clear signal.
Let's go and check on Granny.
No,
Granny, where are you?
What's happened, Mum?
Nothing, nothing, don't worry.
I'm going outside as well, Mum.
No, don't go outside.
But I really want to go outside.
Listen to your mother. She always knows what's best for you.
Mum, Granny's gone, and so is the whole street.
Oh no, Mother.
Did she go into somebody else's Anderson shelter?
Yes, yes, of course she did.
Well, that's all right. There's no need to be sad.
No, of course it's not.
There's lots of orange in the sky. It looks so beautiful.
The sky is beautiful, but that means the town is on fire.
I'll get it. It might be Granny. Hello. I would just like to say, do not go outside unless there's an emergency. And Mrs. Collins, can I please talk to you privately?
Yes, of course you can, officer.
I'm sorry to say, Mrs. Collins, but your mother has passed away.
Thank you. Is there anything else?
No, that's all I've been told to tell you.
All right. Thank you.
What's happened?
Mum has. She's passed away.
I'll get it. It might be Granny this time. Oh, hello. We've just found an unexploded bomb in your garden, so you'll have to come to the town hall immediately.
There may be an unexploded bomb in our garden, but we are in an Anderson shelter, so we will be safe.
I know you're in an Anderson shelter, but the bomb could explode and the Anderson shelter will be shattered.
Dad, don't talk like that to the officer. You should just listen to her and accept that we have to go to the town hall.
All right, don't be such a nag.
What's a nag?
Never mind, dear.
Are you coming or not?
We will be coming. Everybody, gather your things together and we'll leave.
Mum, where's my teddy?
You left it in the house, remember? Now hurry up and gather your things. Be brave, children. Elizabeth, take care of your brother. Don't let him out of your sight. Tommy, stay with Elizabeth and do what she says.
I don't want to be evacuated, Mummy.
It's for the best. You'll be safer. I hope you'll listen to your new family and be polite.
Do I have to go, Mum?
Yes, Tommy, you have to go.
Right, children, have you got everything? It's going to be a long journey. Gas masks?
Yes.
Name tag?
Yes.
Suitcase?
Yes, Miss Harrison.
All aboard!
Goodbye, children. Don't forget your old granddad.
Oh.